哈利路亚，愿主的恩惠平安时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
Hallelujah, may the peace and the joy and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of our senior members and our brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们要继续来学习所罗门献圣殿。
And this afternoon, we're going to continue learning about the topic of the dedication of the temple by Solomon.
我们请翻开到历代志下的第六章。
Please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
讲到圣殿，当然指的是我们今天的教会。
And whenever we're talking about the holy temple, it refers to the modern day time church.
我们的身体就是神的殿，我们就是神的殿。
And our bodies are the temple of God. We are the temple of God.
所以从献圣殿的这些学习当中，是完全可以应用在我们今天的生活之上。
So the lessons that can be learned from the dedication of the temple can be applicable to our current lives.
帮助我们今天的信仰。
And to help with our faith.
我们看到历代志下的第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
第六章其实它分成了两个部分。
And this chapter is split into two sections.
在第三节到第十一节是所罗门王对百姓的一个致辞，一个讲话。
From verse 3 all the way to verse 11, we can see that this is Solomon's speech upon the people.
他来陈述为什么要来建这个圣殿。
And he talks about why the temple is being built.
从12节开始就是他献殿的祈祷。
And from verse 12 and onwards, we can see Solomon's prayer of a dedication.
所以我们就分成这两个部分来学习。
So we'll split into these two sections for our mutual learning.
所以从第三节开始王为以色列的会众来祝福。
So from verse 3 onward, we can see how the king is turned around and blessed the whole assembly of Israel.
然后他就说了，感谢神拣选了我们家，从大卫开始。
And he talks about how blessed be the Lord that he has been chosen from his father David.
那神也拣选了耶路撒冷为神的名的居所。
And also how God has chosen Israel to be his dwelling place.
拣选了大卫来治理神的百姓以色列。
And also how David was chosen to bring out to rule over the Israelites.
那个时候大卫愿意来为神来建造这个圣殿。
And it was David who was willing to build this temple.
那神也肯定他这个意思，说你要为我的名建殿，这个意思是很好的。
And the Lord had confirmed to David that it is very good that he had this motivation to build the temple.
只是神的旨意是不是大卫建，而是大卫所生的儿子来做建殿的工作。
But the Lord told him that it would not be David who would build the temple, but rather his son Solomon who would complete it.
那所罗门就说，现在正是神的应许成就了，所罗门做王之后，他也借着神的应许、神的旨意来建造这个圣殿。
Solomon continues to talk about how the Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke where Solomon became the king and he has also completed the temple.
那也把这个约柜安置到了至圣所里面。
And Solomon has also put the ark, which is the covenant of the Lord, into the temple.
所以在这边其实所罗门王他很简单的把这个建殿的由来还以及意义把它讲述了给以色列的百姓，让他们来明白知道。
So Solomon gives a brief overview as to the reason behind building the temple and also the meaning of having this temple.
缘由就是因为神拣选了我们家，所以我们做了这个圣殿。
And the motivation behind it is because the Lord had chosen his family and therefore his family decided to build this temple.
所以如果我们把这个圣殿理解为今天的教会，理解为我们今天的信仰。
And if we understand this temple as the church from today, as representing our faith today,
王在跟百姓述说这个建殿的原因和建殿的过程，说为什么我们会有这个殿在这边，好像我们今天跟我们的家人，甚至我们的下一代来讲解说为什么我们今天会来到教会，为什么我们今天有这个信仰。
So when the king explaining to the people why the temple was built, it is the same as saying today when we explain to our family members why we come to church or why we have this faith.
或者是弟兄姐妹互相的提醒说今天到底教会建立起来已经建立好的这个教会是什么意义，为什么要有这个教会。
Or it could also be seen when brothers and sisters talk with each other as to why this church, why it exists and what it means to be part of a church.
首先这个殿的由来不是人所 起头的。
So we can see that the origin of this temple does not originate from self-motivation by people.
不是人拣选了神。
And it is not that people chose God.
而是神拣选了人。
But rather that God chose the people.
神赐恩给人来拣选当时候的大卫，或者你若以更广泛的角度来看，神拣选的当时候的以色列人。
And it is God who bestowed His grace upon the Israelites to have them to become the chosen people.
神也拣选了耶路撒冷的这个地方来作为建殿的地方。
And it is God who chose this place of Jerusalem to be the location in which where the temple would be built.
所以今天我们有这个信仰，我们有真耶稣教会，是神拣选了我们来到这个教会。
So today, when we are a member of True Jesus Church and have this faith, it is God who chose us to be part of this church.
不是我们选了他，是他选了我们，这是一个恩典。
And it was not us who chose God, but rather God who chose us, and that is a great grace.
那我们来看这个建立殿的这个意义哈。
So let's look at the meaning behind building the temple.
其实如果我们在看历代志下这样一直看过来，所罗门他讲了很多次说神是天地万物的这个主宰，天上地下没有没有能够容纳神的，尚且不足你居住，好像在六章的十八节。
And as we read through the book of 2 Chronicles, we can see that there are many times in which Solomon declares how God is the God of heaven and also of earth, and how, as we can see in verse 18, that God indeed dwells with men on...
不够, God, 天不够他居住。
As it can be seen that heaven cannot contain God.
没错哈，在二章的六节也是一样，天和天上的天尚且不足他居住，谁能为他建造一个殿宇，就是住宿的地方呢？
And in chapter 2, verse 6, we can see that once more Solomon declares, but who is able to build him a temple, since heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him? And who am I then that I should build him a temple?
这一个想法是跟外邦人非常的不一样。
And this is a very different kind of mentality in comparison to Gentiles.
外邦的人他做了一个庙，然后做一个偶像，他说：“我的神在这边。”
Because Gentiles will build up different temples or shrines or different kinds of gods and say, "My God dwells in this place."
但是所罗门他完全理解说，我们的神是超乎诸神，是最伟大的神，而且是唯一的、独一真神。
But Solomon understands that God cannot be contained anywhere, that God is very grand and that he is the only true God.
天和天上的天都没有办法来够他居住，他怎么，我今天建造这个殿不是说要给神来住在这边。
And that not even the heaven of heavens can contain God. And today when he is building this temple, it is not enough, sufficient for God to dwell in.
但是什么住在这边？
But what is it that dwells in here?
我们看第六节。
Let's take a look at verse 6.
第六节，六章的六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6.
神拣选了耶路撒冷为他的名的居所。
Yet I have chosen Jerusalem that my name may be there.
在第十节，所以说他说为了神，为了主以色列的神的名建造了殿。第十节的后半段。
The latter part, it says, as the Lord promised, and I have built the temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel.
所以今天这个殿不是说把要建了一个殿让神来住在里面，所以他不是住在外面。
Today this temple is built not so that God dwells in it.
而是神的名住在这个地方。
But rather so that God's name dwells in it.
就是为了神的名而彰显的。
And this has been built so that God's name can be manifested.
对，就是说为了这个地方要彰显出神的名。
And it is so that this place can manifest the name of God.
让人来到这个地方认识真神。
So that when people come to this place, they are able to get to know the true God.
让人来到这个地方敬拜真神。
So that when people come to this place, they can worship the true God.
包括以色列人，甚至等一下还有会讲到外邦人都来认识，从这个地方认识天上的真神，而且甚至来敬拜天上的真神。
This includes the Israelites, and eventually we'll read about how it will also include the Gentiles, so that all these people can come here to worship the true heavenly God.
所以今天教会的意义也是要，就是主耶稣的名同在的地方。
So the significance of the church today, it is also a place where God's name can dwell.
所以我们的名字，我们教会的名字就是真耶稣教会嘛，因为耶稣就是神的名。
And that is why the name of our church is True Jesus Church, because Jesus is the name of God.
从使徒行传，我们上个月所读的，也知道四章那边也讲到，天上天地之间没有其他的名赐下来能够拯救人，就是只有主耶稣的这个名字而已。
And in the book of Acts that we studied last month, we have come across the understanding that it is only through the name of Jesus Christ that anyone can be saved.
这是唯一能够得救的道路，唯一的名字。
And this is the only way to salvation, and this is the only name to salvation.
那在世上就是在他的教会找到这个名字，他的名的居所就是在教会。
And on this earth, the place where his name dwells is in his church.
所以它的这个有一个意义，就是说神的名要在教会，在神的殿，在这个地方。
And that is why one of the reasons behind or the significance of a church is the place where his name dwells, which is in the church.
但是今天用在我们的身上，我们要怎么让神的名彰显在这个地方？
So today, how do we apply this to our own lives? What do we do so that God's name can be manifested here?
首先，当然我们刚刚说到了真耶稣教会，我们的那个叫做什么看棒牌子教牌上面就很大的写真耶稣教会，人家看哦啊，这个是真耶稣教会。
And so for example, today we can see how we have the name of our church, which is True Jesus Church, in our church sign.
这个是第一步。
And this is the first step.
那第二步呢，是真的在这个地方感受到神的名同在，感受到基督的样式，基督的香气。
And the second step is to be able to experience that this is a place where God's name dwells, where the fragrance of God's name can be found.
我们请看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
一章。
Chapter 1.
腓立比书哈，一章的27节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，好，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel.
好，所以说圣殿，旧约的圣殿是神的名的居所。
So the holy temple that can be found in the Old Testament is a place where God's name dwells.
人家来到这个圣殿来认识神，来敬拜神。
And people come to this holy temple so that they get to know God and worship Him.
那在新约，在我们现在，教会也是神的名的居所。
And today, the church is also the place where God's name dwells.
在真耶稣教会，来到神的名居在的地方。
So at True Jesus Church, people come here to be in the place where God's name dwells.
不只是因为这个教会叫做真耶稣教会。
And it is not only because the name of this church is True Jesus Church.
更是因为在这里这个教会所讲的这个信徒、这个团体、这些同龄，他们的样式、他们的说话、他们的行事为人与基督的福音是相称的。
But rather because the members, the fellowship that is found here, the brothers and sisters are the ones who through their words, through their actions, conduct themselves worthy of the gospel of Christ.
这个就是神的教会。
And this is the church of God.
所以我们今天建立的教会就是要把神的名建立在我们的行为和我们的举止上面。当然加上还有我们的名字嘛。
So today when we build up the church of Christ, we need to make sure that we build it up through the way in which we act and the words that we speak.
好，那我们刚刚讲到了这个王在述说，在跟百姓或者提醒 啊，跟他的下一代提醒说，到底为什么今天要建这个殿？那这个殿到底是为了什么建？为了神的名在建。
And so when the king is explaining to the people why this temple was built, he mentions that one of the reasons is so that the name of God can dwell there.
那一样的，我们今天也是要来为我们的信仰做见证，来为我们的教会做见证。
And in the same way, today we need to testify for our faith and testify for our church.
来跟别人，或者是跟我们的下一代说，为什么我们今天信。
And we need to share with other people or share with our next generation why is it that we came to believe.
好，常常可能我们在说在要传福音。
And it is very often that we talk about how we should preach the gospel.
好，当然福音的话，你可以讲洗礼洗家里圣餐，洗礼洗家里安息日圣餐礼，这个都是很正确的一个福音，很正确的道理。
And of course, when we're sharing the gospel, it may be that we share through talking about the baptism, the Holy Spirit, the Sabbath day, the foot washing, and all of these are excellent topics of discussion.
好，但是在彼得前书呢，彼得特别告诉我们说，要在心中常做准备啊。彼得前书的第三章。
And we can see that in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, it mentions
三章的十五节
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15
只要心里尊主基督为圣有人问你们心中盼望的缘由就要常做准备以温柔敬畏的心回答个人
But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks your reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear
好，他不是说你盼望什么。
And so it is not telling you that you should hope for certain things.
不是，他说，他这边不是说你，人家问你说不是你盼望，你在盼望什么。
So when people ask you, they will not ask you what are you hoping for.
好，他是说你为什么盼望这个。
But rather they will ask you why is it that you have this hope, the reason for
the hope. 你怎么会觉得说你会得到这个？
Why is it that you feel that you will receive this?
哦，当然，我们今天常常说，我们分享，常常在分享我们盼望什么嘛。
And very often we talk about what we hope for.
哦，盼望到永生的天国。
That I hope that one day can go to the eternal home.
哦，然后今世得到百倍，来世得到永生，因为我们为了主耶稣而活。
And I hope that in this lifetime I'll get hundredfold, and in the future, I will receive eternity, and it is because I live for Christ.
好，这个是盼望，这个是盼望本身呢。
So this is the hope that we have.
好，但是说你人家问的是你们为什么有这个盼望？你为什么有这个盼望
？However, other people will ask you the reason for these hopes.
那这个就是你自己的有原因呢。
And this is your own personal reason.
好，所以常常这个是一个自己的一个见证，信仰的见证。为什么我有这个信仰？为什么我会抓住这个信仰？
And this is something that is related to our own personal faith, asking ourselves or answering, why is it that I continue to grab hold of this faith?
我们看在使徒时代，很多当时候的使徒，他们也是用他们自己的体会、信仰、盼望的缘由来做传福音。
And when we look at the book of Acts, the members of that era, they would use the reasons as to why they grab onto this faith to share this with others.
我们看使徒行传的二十二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 22.
这边是保罗在说话。
And this is Paul who's talking.
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
好，第一节他说：“诸位父兄啊，请听，我现在对你们分述。”然后他是用希伯来话说，所以大家就静下来听了。
So Paul speaks in the Hebrew language and says, "Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now."
好，他没有直接说你们要信耶稣，不然就下地狱；信而受洗，必然得救；不信，必被定罪。
And he did not start his speech by saying that you must believe and be baptized, because if not, then your sins will be upon you.
好，当然这是完全正确的道理哦。
And of course, these are all the right. This is the right word.
哦，但是我们看他怎么跟他们分享这个道理。
However, let's take a look at how he shared the gospel with them.
他讲到他自己的人生啊。
He talked about his own life.
第三节啊。
Verse 3.
保罗说：“我原是犹太人。”啊，生在基马列的大树，长在这个城里，在加马列门下，按着哒哒哒哒哒，他讲了他自己的一些经验。
So from verse 3 onwards, we can see how he talks about his own personal life and personal experiences.
哦，那特别又讲到说，在大马士革啊，将到在大马士革的路上，结果碰到什么？碰到哇，主的光来照着我，我就扑倒了。
And he continues talking about that when he was journeying and he came across Damascus, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around him and he fell on the ground.
哇，那声音跟他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
回答说，主啊，你是谁？
So I answered, Who are you, Lord?
我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuted.
主啊，我当做什么？
And that is when Paul said, What shall I do, Lord?
好，那主就叫他去哪里哈。
And so the Lord told him what he would need to do next.
好，所以保罗他在分享他接受这个信仰的一个过程。
So when Paul is sharing how the process of his faith.
好，今天为什么他在到耶路撒冷在传这个福音？
Why is it that today he is in Jerusalem preaching this gospel?
在传这个盼望。
Why is he preaching this hope?
他的缘由到底是什么？
What is the reason for him to do so?
好，所以说这个见证当然是我们常常要，我们常常如果说到说要跟人家传福音，有时候都讲做我们自己的见证嘛。
And of course, whenever we are sharing the gospel with other people, we may first start with our own personal testimony.
但是我们如果看回到历代志下这边，
However, if we look at 2 Chronicles,
其实这边不，他在保那个所罗门在说，他不是对外在说。
Solomon is giving this speech to his own people.
而是对，就是对内说的。
And not to outsiders.
好，所以我们就是说，我们今天在甚至在彼此的沟通当中，或者是在对下一代的当中，不是只有讲道理而已。
And that is why today, when we're talking with each other, when we're talking to the next generation, we do not just use the gospel to talk to each other.
尤其在教养下一代的时候。
And especially whenever we're trying to educate the next generation.
我们到底要讲得清楚啊，主耶稣喜欢你做什么，然后主耶稣不喜欢你做什么。
And of course, it is very important to be very clear as to what are the expectations and what pleases and what displeases God.
你要来守安息圣日。
For example, you need to come and keep the Sabbath day.
啊，零用钱你每拿十块要一块钱是主耶稣的。
And that whenever you get, let's say, $10 in
allowance.
If you get an allowance, then you need to remember that $1 belongs to God.
好，这些都是道理。
And all of these are the teachings of the Bible.
好，但是你要也是要分享跟孩童们、跟下一代，或者是跟你弟兄姐妹分享说，为什么你信。
However, you must also share with the next generation why is it that you believe?
好，为什么我今天要守这个安息生日？
Why is it that today I am here to keep the Sabbath day?
为什么我今天乐意的献上我的十一捐？
Why is it that I am willing and happily do give tithe?
我想这个是对我们的下一代有更重要的一个影响。
And I believe that this will have a greater impact upon the next generation.
好，所以所罗门在献殿的时候，他特别跟大家讲清楚说，为什么我们要做这个殿，为什么我们家被拣选了。他跟他们，其实他是跟他们分享他的信仰路程。
And that is why when Solomon is giving the speech before dedication, he lets the people know that the reason behind building this temple is because God chose his family.
好，所以今天我们就是殿。
And today we are the temple.
那你要跟你的孩子讲说，为什么我们今天这个殿长得这个样子？
And therefore you must explain to your children why is it that today this temple looks like this?
为什么我们这么努力的来建这个殿？
Why is it that we work so hard to be able to build up this temple?
你信仰的缘由到底是什么？
What is the origin of your faith?
可能我们每一个人都些许的有不一样，有自己的一个经历。
And it may be that each one of us has a different path to take.
但是这些经历都相同的重要。
But all of these experiences are equally important.
跟其他人来分享，互相的建造。
With other people to mutually edify.
好，这个是第一个部分哈，所以王就在这边跟百姓说了这个建殿的来源、来龙去脉，然后还有它的意义。
And so this is the first section of Solomon's speech when he's talking about the origin of the temple and the significance of building the temple.
那从十二节开始一直到四十二节，这个是王献殿的一个祷告。
From verse 12 to verse 42, we can see Solomon's prayer of dedication.
好，我们看第十二节。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
和十三节。
And 13.
好，这边说到，所罗门当着以色列会众，站在耶和华的坛前，举起手来。十三。
13.
所罗门曾造一个铜台，长五轴，宽五轴，高三轴，放在院中，就站在台上，当着以色列的会众跪下，向天举手。 好，这边我们可以看到他祷告的样式是、在众人面前跪下向天举手。
So we can see the way in which Solomon was praying, which was that in front of all the people, he knelt down on his knees before the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands towards heaven.
好，今天我们想说，大家祷告跪下，这个不是很平常的事情吗？
So today, when we're talking about how when we're kneeling to pray, that is a very normal thing that we do.
啊，是不是我们常常都跪下祷告啊？
And it's because we kneel down to pray.
哦，但是在这边特别提到这个王在众民面前。跪下祷告，这是 有很好的一个教训在里面。
However, there's an excellent teaching behind the phrase about how Solomon knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel.
王是国当中最大的。
Because the king is the one who has the greatest authority and status above all the people of his nation.
人家说宰相是一人之下，万人之上，王上面再没有人啊，他是最大的。
And it is because there's nobody above who's stronger, has more power, more authority than the king.
但是所罗门在这边跪下。
However, it is at this point that Solomon kneels down.
代表他承认在上面还有一个。
Which means and shows that he recognizes that there's one above him.
就是真神。
Which is the true God.
他知道他今天做王是神拣选他做王。
He knows that today the fact that he is a king is because God chose him to be the king.
他知道今天他做王不只是一个福利，更是一个义务来服侍神的百姓。
And he understands that today he is a king, not because it is of benefit to him, but rather it is because he is there to be of service to the people.
所以他在祷告当中、之前他求智慧不是为了让自己得到名声，更是因为最主要的原因是因为他想要管理好神所交在他手中的这些百姓。
And that is why when he prayed to God to be able to receive wisdom, it was not to his own benefit, but rather so that he would be able to govern the people in a wise manner.
就做一个王是很大的。
And it is because being the king, it means that you have the greatest authority.
好，但是他愿意在百姓面前呢，他不是说啊，我自己祷告没有人看到，在百姓面前跪下来，向他们承认，也让他们知道说，我上面还有一个。
However, in front of the people, he is willing to kneel down, which shows that he recognizes that above there is someone above him.
哦，你不要把我当作是最大的。
So do not think that I'm the one who has the greatest power.
这个非常的难。
And this is something quite difficult to
do. 因为那时候的王，比如说其他的地方，王就是我是最大的。
And it is because in the remaining nations, you normally, if you're the king, you are the most powerful person.
哦，他不希望有人比他还大。
And they do not desire for anyone to be more powerful than they are.
好，所以耶罗波安他一做王之后。
And that is why when King Jeroboam became king.
哦，他怕百姓跑到耶路撒冷去了。
He was afraid that all the people would go to Jerusalem.
你们不要走那么远了，来来来来，我做两只金牛犊给你们拜就好了。
And so he told them, "Don't go that far. Let me just make two golden calves for you guys to worship."
好，因为他觉得他自己很重要。
And it's because he thought that he was the most important person.
但是所罗门王不是这样子。
However, King Solomon does not act in this
way. 他在众人面前承认，我上面还有一个更大、更重要的。
It is in front of the eyes of all the people that he shows them and shows them that he recognizes that there's one above him.
你们所要敬拜的是这一位真神。
And that you need to worship this true God.
好，所以这一个当众的跪下是我们今天应该好好思考的。
So today, the fact that he knelt in front of the assembly, this is something that we should really think about.
代表他的敬拜，代表他的谦卑，代表他的顺从。
Because it represents his method of worship, it represents his humility, and it represents his ability to submit himself.
要让一个王将跪下不简单。
And it is not easy to have a king kneel down in this way.
今天我们常常跪下。
And nowadays, it is very often that we are kneeling.
好，我们跪下向神祷告。
Because we kneel down to pray to God.
我们常常说，哎，我们跪下，因为说我们祷告的对象是天上的真神。我不知道你们，我常常在说嘛，我们如果有慕道朋友来，就会讲解说为什么祷告，我们为什么跪着，因为我们向天上的真神祷告，所以我们跪下来。
And usually, when we're explaining to truth seekers why it is that we kneel down to pray, it is because we are kneeling to our heavenly God.
哦，但是我们平常，我们每一次跪下的时候，是不是有这样子提醒？ 我们自己，我们现在是跪下来向天上的真神祷告。
However, every time that we pray and we kneel down, to remind ourselves, to tell ourselves that we're kneeling because we are praying to this heavenly God.
只是一个习惯的动作而已。
And this should not be an action of habit only.
不是只有外在的跪下来。
And it shouldn't be that we only physically kneel down.
神所要看到的更加是我们里面的那个顺服、谦卑。顺服谦卑以及来敬拜
And it is because God hopes to see within our heart that we kneel down within our heart which means that we show that we're humble and that we submit ourselves to Him
这个跪下来是借着这个动作来提醒我们要有的那些实在的敬虔
And when we kneel down to worship, it is to be able to remind us the significance of kneeling in front of God.
好，所以这样跪下来就开始祷告了。
And so he kneels down and prays.
他是向天上的真神祷告。
And he prays towards the heavenly God.
他这个祷告蛮长的哈，但是其实就是几点而已。
And there are a couple of main points behind this prayer of dedication.
有一个结论啊。
There is one conclusion behind this prayer.
41节
which can be found in verse 41.
我们来看历代志下的六章四十一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 41.
耶和华神啊，求你起来，有你啊和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。耶和华神啊，愿你的祭司披上救恩，愿你的圣民蒙福欢乐。
Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness.
好，所以他其实结论，他的重点就是这两个。
So the main point in his concluding remarks are these two points.
得到救恩。
The first one is to be saved.
好，那
to receive salvation.
对，救恩，好 ，salvation 没错。第二个就是在主里。能够欢乐度日
And the second one is to rejoice in goodness within the Lord.
好，所以以这样子的一个主题来看他所有的祷告内容
And so if we use these two as the themes to see the prayer of dedication.
好，如果我们来看他祷告内容，他总共有一二三四五六点
There are basically six points in this prayer.
好，第一个他讲在第16节到17节那边讲到说主啊，求神坚固他的这个 王位
And the first point can be seen in verse 16 and 17 where he's asking the Lord to secure his kingship.
好，但是他有个前提。
However, he does have a couple words before that.
就是说有个 prerequisite.
He has a prerequisite.
这个 prerequisite, 这个前提是什么呢？就是我的这个子孙要继续保守在神的律法之内。
And the prerequisite for this to be fulfilled is that the people need to walk in the word of God.
好，对，如果说你就是以重点这个救恩和欢乐一样，也是来看，我们祈求神按照他的应许，继续的给我们这个救恩和欢乐直到永远。但是有一个前提，就是要保守在主的道理里面。
And so when we are also asking God to keep us in His salvation, to give us this, to rejoice in this goodness, our own prerequisite is also to walk in His word.
哦，不可以说只是一直给我救恩，给我救恩，给我救恩。那我要做什么？我要走在主的道上。
We can't just be requesting God to give us salvation, but rather we can request it if we also walk in His word.
当然，这个救恩是按着主的慈爱的应许而来的。
And of course, this salvation comes through God's promised love.
好，然后在二十节那边看到
，verse 20.
好，他说：“愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所。求你垂听仆人向此处祷告的话。”
That your eyes may be open toward this temple day and night, toward the place where you said you would put your name, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes towards this place.
好，你在这一章里面，其实你会看到很多个他在讲说向这个地方祷告。
And there are a couple of times in these passages that it talks about praying towards this place.
好，他自己仆人，他在讲的仆人就是他自己。我所罗门向这个地方祷告。
And whenever he's talking about your servant, that means Solomon, saying that Solomon would pray towards this place.
二十节说你的民以色列民向这个地方祷告。
And that this would be the place where you put your name.
好，甚至从外邦人啊，从不管哪里来的人向这个地方祷告。
And that even if it is Gentiles or outsiders that pray towards this place.
求神看顾这个，看顾的意思就是说，有人向这个祷告的时候，他在看顾嘛，所以他就听到了，他就垂听了。
And because God is taking care of this place, and if anybody prays towards this place, then God would listen to it.
好，所以这个是当时候他们的一个观念。
And this is a kind of understanding that they had back then.
所以后来我们在看到但以理书的时候，
And later on when we look at the book of Daniel,
哦，他远在巴比伦，
Even though he was in the far land of Babylon,
但是他一日三次祷告。
However, he would pray three times a day.
为什么被人家抓到？
And why is it that he was enslaved or caught? Sorry.
抓到他在祷告，因为他窗户打开嘛，人家看到了啊。
And it is because whenever he would pray, he would open up the window, and then people would be like, look,
而且他都打开一样的那个窗户，一样的时间。
And he always opens the same window at the same time.
往哪里？
And towards what?
特别说往耶路撒冷嘛。
It is recorded that it was towards Jerusalem.
好，所以说这个也是，他是继续下来，所以当时候他们真的是往耶路撒冷，往神的殿那个方向来祷告。
And that is why back then that they truly did actually pray towards the direction of the temple, which was in Jerusalem.
好，但是在新约里面，
However, in the New Testament,
记得我们说更美了。
We talked about how it is even more beautiful now.
这个帐幕，这个神的殿是更全备、更完美的。
And it is because God's tabernacle is even more beautiful and more complete.
主耶稣在约翰福音四章里面特别说。
Jesus Christ in John chapter 4 said,
以后敬拜神不是在这个山上，也不是在耶路撒冷，也不是在这里或那里。
That in the future, whenever you're praying to God, it will not be in this temple or this mountain or here or there.
是在哪里？
But where?
不是在哪里啊，是用心灵和诚实。
It is no longer the question about where, but rather whenever we pray with our hearts and with sincerity.
神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以今天我们在看到这个向着圣殿祷告。
So today when we see these verses that talk about praying towards the temple,
不是说我们家好像你量一下，你们家住在南边，你就向北；住在西边，你就向着卡加利会堂祷告，不是这样子。
It does not mean that let's say if you live in the south or the north or the west or anywhere that you pray towards wherever Calgary Church is located.
有些信徒很可爱哦。
And there are some members that are cute.
他说：“哎呀，因为他们是住公寓嘛。”
And because they live in an apartment building.
他的窗户就只有一个方向，不像你如果住 house 的话，你有很多个方向，他们家就那个方向。
And because they live in an apartment building, then their windows only face one side.
然后他们家看出去对面，那有一个庙在那边。
And so when they look outside their window, there's actually a Buddhist shrine there.
他说：“哎呀，那个。”窗帘拿下来。
And so they would put down their blinds.
那后来他们换到了那个公寓的另外一个 unit.
And in the end, when they moved to another apartment building at the other side of
the building, 就很高兴啊，那个地方是往教会去的地方。
Then they were very happy because they would say, "Oh, our windows are facing the direction where the church is at."
那个是单纯的信心呢。
And of course, this we could say that it's just a simple faith.
但是我们更重要的，其实今天主耶稣看我们的心。
But what is most important today is that Lord Jesus Christ looks at our heart.
不是说当时候他们所讲所罗门所祷告的以色列人他们向圣殿祷告这个就这个过时了，这个不重要。
And it doesn't mean that we would say that how the people of old times would pray towards Jerusalem is just the way that they prayed long ago.
不是说我们现在对我们不适用了，我们没有什么向东向西。
And it doesn't mean that that is no longer applicable to us.
而是我们今天
pray to a certain direction.
带着这个教训更加进一步。
But rather, we take these teachings and take it one step further.
好，我们不是肉体向东向西，窗户向哪一边打开。
It is not our physical body who is praying towards the north
or south or any direction. 而是遵照主耶稣的要求，遵照主耶稣的应许，更加进一步的用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
But rather, we follow the will and the commands of God, which is to pray using our hearts.
把教会放在心里面
to put the church within our hearts,
为教会祷告
to pray for the church,
就是也其实也是为自己祷告、
and it is also to pray for ourselves.
当把教会放在心里面，向着教会，向着神的家祷告
because when we put the church within our hearts and we pray towards the house of God,
所罗门说希望神垂听。
And Solomon says that we hope that you'll hear our prayers.
所以今天我们祷告也是这样子。
So today when we pray, we should do it in the same way.
把教会放在心里面。
Which is to put the church within our hearts.
向着神的家祷告。
And pray towards the house of God.
为了神的家祷告。
And pray for the house of God.
这样子神垂听。
And in this way, God will listen to our
prayers. 所得到的是什么？救恩和喜乐。
And what will we receive? We'll receive salvation and joy.
好，那还有几样哈。
There's still a couple more points.
从22节到23节啊，主要讲到的是说，愿神的公义在这个殿来彰显。
From verse 22 to 23, it talks about may God's glory be manifested in this temple.
好，那当然这个也是提醒我们要过一个有公义的生活。
And it also reminds us that we need to carry out a righteous life.
好，今天外邦人有很多的思考方式啊，贪小便宜一些不正义的事情。
And there are many Gentiles today that their mentality is based on trying to get as much as they can or just being really greedy.
好，那这个我们身体是神的殿，我们就是神的殿。
However, we know that we are the temple of God.
我们不管在哪里，就要把正义带到那里。
So regardless of where we go to, we must bring this righteousness to that place.
愿神的公义在他的殿，在我们的身上彰显出来。
So may God's righteousness be manifested in His temple, which is our bodies.
好，那接下来它有很大的一个部分哈，二十四到三十一，三十六到三十九，他在这边一直讲的就是说，他的祷告内容就是说，神啊，当以色列人哈受苦的时候。
So from verse 24 to 31 and also 36 to 39, the prayer bases itself on whenever his people are suffering.
那为什么受苦？很多时候是犯罪得罪神啊。
And why is it that they're suffering? It is because they have sinned against God.
其实神在那个摩西五经里面讲得非常清楚了。
And God had already clearly said in the Mosaic books.
用很多种的方法会因为爱他的百姓，会惩罚他们的百姓，在他们犯错的时候。
It records that because God loves His people so dearly that if they commit mistakes, then God will punish them.
好像二十八节，国中若饥荒、瘟疫、旱灾、梅灾、蝗虫、蚱蜢，或者什么仇敌犯境，无论遭或什么灾难或疾病。
Like in verse 28, that talks about when there's a famine or pestilence or a locust or grasshoppers or enemies besiege them or any plague or any sickness.
好像是36节说啊，你的民得罪你，向他发怒，把他们交给仇敌，掳掠到远或者是近的地方去。
Just like how in verse 36 it says that when they sin against you and you become angry with them, that you will deliver them to the enemy and they'll be taken captive to a land far or near.
所罗门王祈求神原谅他们。
So King Solomon asked the Lord to forgive them.
但是有个前提。
However, once more, there's a prerequisite.
就是这些百姓愿意悔改。
Which is that these people need to be willing to repent.
在苦难当中，他们了解了，我们做错了，我们主啊，请你原谅我们。所罗门说，主啊，请你赦免他们。
And this is when King Solomon says that when the people sin and they realize that they've done wrong, the Lord will forgive them for it.
所罗门他没有祈求说神啊，请你不要处罚他们。
So Solomon did not request God to not punish the people when they sinned.
他不是这样子祷告。
He didn't pray in this way.
他祷告说神啊，祈求你在他们愿意回转的时候接纳他们。
But rather, he asked God that whenever these people who have sinned against you have decided to repent and return to you, please forgive them for it.
重点在哪里？
So what is the main point behind this?
31节
is what is written in verse
31. 使他们在你赐给我们列祖之地上一生一世敬畏你，遵行你的道。
That they may fear you to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you gave to our fathers.
好，所以在这个整个所罗门他没有说我们绝对不会犯罪啊。
So King Solomon didn't say that I guarantee to you that we will not sin at all.
其实他看一下以色列人的历史士师时代，这样哇，很多次都是犯罪，再回来，然后再神惩罚，然后又回来又犯罪，再神惩罚又回来，兴起士师好多次啊。
So as Solomon is looking back into the history of these people, he has seen how many times these people would sin, would repent, would return to God, and then sin, and so on and so forth. So this cycle has happened and repeated itself many times.
我绝对不会，他没有说绝对不会犯罪。
So he did not say that these people would definitely not sin.
但是他祈求神在他们悔改的时候来原谅他们。
However, he asked God that when these people decide to return to, for God to have mercy upon them.
那如果在今天我们的整个信仰的成长的路程当中，
And today in our walk of faith as we're growing,
其实我们信仰的什么叫做悔改？
What does it mean to repent?
悔改就是改进，改把错的换成好的。
Repenting means that we change what was wrong and change it to good.
那这个不是一天或者是一下子就能够造成的。
And this is not something that can be done overnight.
而是一个持续的过程。
But rather this is an ongoing process.
好，我们现在悔改这个。
So for example, right now we change this.
改进了。
And we have changed it
to the better. 那不代表我们已经完全了。
But it does not mean that we are a perfect person.
我们要再悔改另外一项。
Because we need to look unto other things that we need to repent
and change. 在那个地方要再改进。
And we need to figure out what things we need to do better on.
哦，其实如果从另外一个角度来看。
And if we look at this from another perspective.
从34到35节。
From verse 34 to 35.
就是说他们出去征战的时候，愿神给他们胜利，带领他们胜利。
Whenever they go out to battle against people, Solomon asks God to give them the victory.
但是这边所罗门讲一个重点哦。
However, there's a main point in this section.
他说这个征战不是说好像一个王想要很多的地或者更大的财富、更大的权柄，所以他去征战，不是这样子的征战。
These battles are not battles where they're trying to get more land or more power.
而是奉你的差遣，第二三十四节，奉神的差遣出去征战的。
But whenever it is that they go into battle because you, which is God, sends them.
好，所以这个征战不是代表的属世的利益，而是属灵的利益。
So this battle is based on having a spiritual benefit and not a worldly benefit.
好，所以从今天另外一个角度来看，就是属灵的征战嘛。
So from another perspective, it would mean the spiritual battle.
传福音就是属灵的征战。
Preaching the gospel is a spiritual battle.
好，你要攻破人心中的营垒，把他的心意夺回归向基督。
Whenever you want to break against all the obstacles that are within people's hearts to bring them back onto God.
那另外一个征战就是我们刚刚讲的悔改，就是自己的征战。
And another battle which we mentioned a moment ago is the battle against ourselves.
过着一个得胜的生活。
To be able to carry out a victorious
战胜我们心里当中的一些软弱。
So that we can be victorious over the weaknesses.
按照神的旨意。
So we can do it according to God's will and repent.
转向神。
And return to Him.
祈求神接纳我们
and ask God to take us back,
祈求神帮助我们得胜
and ask God to help us become victorious.
然后还有最后一个就是那个32到33
and the last point is in verse 32 to 33.
好，这边特别讲到说从的外，他讲到的是外邦人，不管他们从哪里，求你从天上如果他让他们使天下的万民都认识你的名，敬畏你，像你的名以色列一样。
So this section talks about the foreigners, and Solomon is asking God to listen to the request of the foreigners so that all peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you.
所罗门这个祷告是灵，神的灵感动他的祷告出来的。
So this prayer that Solomon is giving is a prayer that has come about from the inspiration of God's Spirit.
好，其实他不是讲说让外邦人来知道你很伟大就好了。
And he's not saying that it is great that foreigners know about your name.
好，他特别说到说敬畏你，像你的名以色列一样。
But rather it is written here so that they may know your name and fear you as do your people Israel.
来敬拜这位真神。
So that they can come and worship this true God.
好，当然这个是在主耶稣来了之后，这个福音又更加的明显的出来，是给全世界的人。
And of course, it is only after Jesus Christ came to this world that it was revealed that this gospel is for everyone.
但是也是讲到一个重点，就是说这个殿建立起来是为了彰显神的名，为让人借着这个殿来认识基督，来认识真神了。那今天就是借着这个殿来认识基督耶稣。
A main point, which is this temple exists so that God's name can be manifested, which means that all those who come will be able to get to know God more and get to worship Him.
好，那他这样子祷告一晚，第七章就说神的荣光就充满了这个殿，就是神认同他的祷告。
And we can see from 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1 that when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
好，这是所罗门他献殿的祷告。
And this is Solomon's prayer of dedication.
也是能够运用在我们今天对我们的信仰的了解以及建设上面。
Which we can also use today as we are building up our faith.
我们要首先明白说为什么我们今天要建造这个殿。
First, we need to understand why is it that we need to build this temple.
或者我们的小孩子从小到大，他就是一直在教会里面，他说为什么我们要建造这个殿？你要准备好，有这个缘由要告诉他。
Or it might be that our children grow up in the church and they will one day ask you, why is it that you are in this church? And we need to give them a reason for our hope.
那所罗门呢，他是跪下向神祷告。
And Solomon also knelt down to pray to God.
我们常常跪下，但是我们是否有像所罗门这样子谦卑顺服的跪下？
Very often we kneel down to pray, but are we like Solomon where we are humble and we submit ourselves to God?
再来按照所罗门他所做的很多的祈求，但是最后面就是让祭司披上救恩，众民蒙福欢乐。
And as Solomon is making many requests to God, the conclusion of all of these requests is so that his priests can be clothed with salvation and his saints can rejoin goodness.
就是保守在这个殿里面，保守在这个殿中，我们所得到的，所期待的，就是救恩和欢乐，主里的喜乐。
So the reason why we maintain ourselves within the temple of God is because we hope to receive salvation and also to rejoice in God's goodness.
我们唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn
120首
120.